Blog Talk Radio.
DMJ!
I got it, I got it.
Lock a knife on me. I don't know where I would be. Mighty way. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the
that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for enlightening us tonight with your revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. Knowledge that can only be given by you that no man can teach. Hallelujah. And no book has been written on. And Lord, we thank you in advance for this knowledge that you are about to drop into our hearts, into our minds, and into our souls. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up. And Lord, we lift you up high in hope, for you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And amen. We thank God for everybody tonight. Amen. Who's called in, tuned in. Hallelujah. Amen. This is, hallelujah, the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is We Got That Word. Hallelujah. Amen. With yours truly, the Black Trusted Preachers Elder Andre Prevost is in the building. Hallelujah. And you know I got the First Lady with me on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to have a blessed time. Hallelujah. In the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. For those of you that got your Bibles, your electronic devices, praise God. Hallelujah. We want you to go to John chapter 8 on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. John chapter 8.
You are the last party in the conference.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for everybody on tonight. Hallelujah. Give me a second. Having a couple of technical difficulties here. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't want the conference to end. Hallelujah. Those of you listening on Blog Talk, you have a separate line. If nobody's on that line, it automatically shuts down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God once again. Like I said, we're going to John, hallelujah, chapter 8. Praise God. Hallelujah. John chapter 8. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Beginning at verse number 1, praise God. Hallelujah. And it reads, Jesus returned to the Mount of Olives, but early the next morning he was back again at the temple. A crowd soon gathered, and he sat down and taught them. He sat down and taught them. And he was, as he was speaking, the teachers of religious law and Pharisees brought a woman they had caught in the act of adultery. They put her in front of the crowd. Teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the very act of adultery. The law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say? They were trying to trap him into saying something they could use against him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with his finger. They kept demanding an answer. And so he stood up again and said, all right, stone her. But let those who have never sinned throw the first stone. Then he stooped down again and wrote in the dust. When the accusers heard this, they slipped away. One by one, beginning with the oldest, until only Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. Then Jesus stood up again and said to her, where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you? No, Lord, she said. And Jesus said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Give me one second. I want to make sure we don't lose the line. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So first of all, we want to look at, Praise God. Hallelujah. What's going on in this situation? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So what we have is Jesus returning to the Mount of Olives early the next morning, and he was back again at the temple. Praise God. So he's in front of the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's in front of the house of God. I want to put it in today's context. He's in front of the house of God. Hallelujah. And it says, a crowd soon gathered, and he sat down and taught them. Praise God. Hallelujah. As he was speaking, praise God, the teachers of religious law and Pharisees brought a woman they had caught in the act of adultery. They put her in front of the crowd. So as Jesus was speaking, and this is crazy to me, or should I say unorthodox to me, it's weird to me that these teachers of the religious law and the Pharisees would interrupt a teacher as he's teaching. Praise God. That's one of their main things, is you have to respect the man that's speaking. When he's speaking, you don't interrupt him when he's speaking. You wait till he's finished speaking. That's a big thing they have. Praise God. But when they're trying to accuse you, they don't care what's going on. They will break their own traditions, their own laws, their own beliefs, so to speak, to do anything to find a way to accuse you. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, it wasn't really about this woman. It was about Jesus. Praise God. They wanted to find a way to find some kind of fault in what he's doing. Praise God. And we have to be on the lookout for that in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to realize when stuff is going on around us with other people, that it's not necessarily about them. And sometimes it's about the way we react to what's going on in their situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. When something's going on in somebody else's situation, can people see the God in you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This situation was brought before him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And they put this woman, they put her in front of the crowd. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In front of the crowd. And said, teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the very act of adultery. The law of Moses says, stone her. What do you say? Praise God. Hallelujah. This is something we are going to be met with on this journey with God. We have to understand, Jesus was an unorthodox teacher. He didn't teach like the other teachers taught. He didn't teach what the other teachers taught. Praise God. In some instances, he taught against what the very word that was written. Praise God. The word that is written says an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. That's written. But Jesus said, I know that's what's written. And I know you've been told that's what's written. But I say this. Praise God. Why? How can Jesus do this? Because Jesus has revelation knowledge from God. And people that don't receive revelation can't understand it. They can only understand what's written. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They can't understand revelation. Remember what he said to Peter? He said, who do you say I am? And he said, you're the Messiah, the Son of the living God. He says, no man has taught you this. You didn't get it out of a book. You could only got this from God. See, this is the season when God is going to start revealing stuff to you that's not written. Praise God. Hallelujah. And these things are going to be hard for people around you to accept. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because they can only go by what's written, because they haven't had that personal encounter, that personal experience with God to get the revelation from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So they ask him, you know, this is what the law say. This is what's written. Hallelujah. Like you will say, well, can women preach in the church? Well, because what's written is this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can women wear pants? What's written is this. Can men wear goatees? Because what's written is this. Can we wear suits and clothes that's made from clothing from two different, from one from cotton, one from wool, blended fabrics? Hallelujah. Because what's written is this. Hallelujah. Praise God. I say all that to say we can argue all day about what's written. And we can argue about the revelation I got. I had a dream last night, and God showed me such and such in a dream. Well, Elder, that's not what's written. I know that's not what's written, but that's what God showed me in the dream. Praise God. And we can go back and forth all day, and it can be a big argument, a big debate, but is it worth it? Praise God. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, when the arguing's over, hallelujah, I won, you lost, I won. Praise God, however it go. Was anything accomplished from this argument? Hallelujah, praise God. I say that because they asked Jesus a question. This woman was caught in a very act of adultery. The law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say? Praise God. I say, the reason why I brought all that up that I just brought up, because Jesus could have started a big argument or debate right here, because that is what's written. But that's not all what's written. Praise God. In the book of Leviticus, it says if a man is caught laying with another man's wife, hallelujah, that man and that woman shall be put to death. Praise God. So Jesus could have started something right here. See, I know me. And I'm getting to that point where I'm not arguing. Praise God. I'm saying, okay, and go on about my business, because it's not worth going back and forth with certain ministers out here, certain people out here that think they, I put it like this, Jesus calls them the wise and the prudent. They think they know everything and you can't tell them nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because what they learned when they was 12 in church, amen, is what they still believe today. No matter how much you can show them that that's not what the case is. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus could have said, well, where's the man? Because the law says the man and the woman should be put to death. So why did you just bring me the woman? Then he could have brought up an argument of why are y'all persecuting this woman when the man is just as guilty as the woman? Praise God. Hallelujah. He could have called them male chauvinistic, feminist. Hallelujah, I'm sorry, womanizers. Praise God, hallelujah. He could have started a big political debate right here. Remember, these are the religious leaders and the Pharisees. He could have started something, and some of us might think this might be that opportunity. This is my opportunity to check him. Praise God. He thinks he knows his word. This is my opportunity to show him he don't know what he's talking about. Praise God. So let me throw it in his face right now. No, let me tell you what it says. The book of Leviticus says this, but that's not what Jesus did. Praise God. Hallelujah. What did Jesus do? It says, hallelujah, amen. Verse 6 says, they were trying to trap him into saying something they can use against him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with his finger. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's like he didn't even hear what they said. First of all, you got to understand, God told me to examine, look at Jesus from the human point of view. What kind of things are you going through right now? First of all, I was in the middle of teaching. While I'm in the middle of teaching, you come interrupt me. And then you bring me this woman talking about she been caught in the act of adultery. And we, the law says stone her, but what do you say? Imagine the emotions that are running through Jesus right now. Imagine if this was you and you opened your mouth at this moment, the words that would come up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So what did Jesus do before he opened his mouth? He thought about what he was going to say. Praise God. There are many lessons to be learned out of this text. Hallelujah. Amen. And one is to think before you speak. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Every fight that you could, just because you can win the fight doesn't mean start the fight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is this not an example of turning the other cheek? Praise God. Because they're trying to start something right now. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus knows that they're trying to start something right now. See, you not only have to be fluent in the word, you have to be smart as well. You have to utilize your Holy Ghost. Remember the fruit of the Spirit? You got to utilize the fruit of the Spirit, praise God, to know when people are trying to trap you into saying something, praise God, that they can use against you. You know, the police say, amen, anything you can and say will be used against you in a court of law. But anything you can and say will be used against you, period. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. People will shift your words to fit what they want, what something you weren't even trying to say, but it makes you look bad. And then you end up apologizing. Celebrities end up apologizing for saying stuff all the time, and they know people took it wrong, but they still have to apologize. Hallelujah. For nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But Jesus took the time to think about it. A lot of people say they speculate what he was writing in the sand. I feel like what he was writing in the sand isn't important. The important thing is he's thinking of, he didn't respond just because they were demanding an answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 7 says they kept demanding an answer. So he stood up again and said, all right, stone her. But let those who have never sinned throw the first stone. Praise God. Hallelujah. This, when people are talking about other people, you need to tell them, before you talk about this, praise God. Hallelujah. Is your slate clean? Before you condemn them, praise God. Hallelujah. Have you committed any sins against God? Have you told any lies? Hallelujah. Have you committed any adultery, any fornication? Have you stolen anything? Before you can condemn anybody else, you first got to look at yourself. Jesus said it in Luke chapter 17, I believe. He said, praise God, take heed to yourself. One version said, watch yourself, not everybody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus, amen, being, amen, smart about the situation, utilizing his Holy Ghost, realizing what's going on, hallelujah, gave the answer that not only kept down conflict, didn't start a big battle, didn't start a big political movement, a big woman's rights movement, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Instead of doing all that, praise God, hallelujah, he made the people who were trying to convict somebody else actually look at themselves. Praise God, hallelujah, and examine themselves, that he who has no sin. See, this is the thing. He was caught. And a lot of us in the church, especially in the church, we condemn other people who get caught. But the truth is, it's not that we're not guilty. It's just that we didn't get caught. And because we didn't get caught, it's like it didn't happen. Praise God, hallelujah. Don't nobody know but me and that other person, praise God, hallelujah. Maybe the manager at the hotel, but don't nobody else know, praise God, hallelujah. So this life, it never happened, praise God. So you ready to jump on the side of the condemner. Hallelujah. Because you don't want to look like a guilty person. Hallelujah. So you go on with the trial. Hallelujah. Because you going to look guilty if you say, well, if you even seem like you on the adulterous woman's side. Well, what you been doing? I seen y'all hanging out together. Let me find out y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus said, if you ain't got no sin, that he who has no sin, I think that's how it said in the King James, that he who has no sin cast the first stone. Hallelujah. Then he stooped down again and wrote in the dust. Now, that's a bold move. Hallelujah. Amen. Because now you have to rely on everybody being honest when they look at themselves. Hallelujah. And they say from the old to the new. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Say, when the accusers heard this, they slipped away one by one. They slipped away. Praise God. Ain't like they just walked away. They kind of eased out. Hallelujah. Slipped through the back of the crowd. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. We keep forgetting this crowd is here. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a big crowd of people this is happening in front of. Praise God. Hallelujah. And believe it or not, two people are on trial. Jesus is on trial to see what he's going to say, how he's going to react. And the woman's on trial for the act that she committed. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It said, beginning with the oldest. Hallelujah. Until only Jesus. was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. Then Jesus stood up again and said to her, where are your accusers? Did any of them condemn you? No, Lord, she said. And Jesus said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. With all the information we just went through, hallelujah, verse 11 is the verse we want to deal with on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. He said in verse 10, where are your accusers? Did any one of them even condemn you? She said, no, Lord, neither do I. And he told her, she said, no, Lord. Hallelujah. And he told her, neither do I. Go and sin no more. Praise God. I want to pose this question hypothetically. Is he addressing the act that she committed or the mindset that she was in when she committed the act? Praise God, hallelujah, that kept her committing the act. Praise God, hallelujah. You know when kids are bad, people start saying stuff like, you're going to end up in jail. You're going to end up in the cemetery. Hallelujah. When girls are fast, so they say, hallelujah, that's the word they use, fast. They say they're going to end up on the pole. They're going to end up pregnant. As a teenager, they're going to end up, hallelujah, on the corner, prostituting, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. They say people end up going to end up certain ways, hallelujah. And because, amen, they're constantly told this on a daily basis, praise God, it gets programmed into them that this is what they're going to be. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And in the church, keep in mind, these are Jews. Praise God. Amen. So everybody says, this is, being a Jew is not like being a Christian. Being a Christian is like you live in a country, you're a Christian, the person next to you might be a Jew, the person across the street might be a Muslim, might be a Buddhist living over there. Being a Jew, amen, back at that time, everybody was a Jew. If you stayed in Jerusalem, you was a Jew. Praise God, hallelujah. So everybody saved. This ain't, you know, everybody in the church saved. This is everybody in the community. Hallelujah, amen. You think it's hard when you go to church and you wore a low-cut block or your skirt was too short. Or maybe your pants might have been too tight and they showed the feet. And you thought they judged you real hard big. Praise God. Imagine if this is the community you live in. Not just on Sunday, but Monday through Sunday, you are being judged by people who think they are holier than thou. Hallelujah, praise God. A community of Christians. This is what these people went through. This is a community of Jewish people. So everybody knows this woman been brought in front of the crowd. Hallelujah. So everybody knows she's been caught doing something she ain't got no business. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus let everybody know in front of the crowd. Let her know and everybody else know too that he has not condemned her. And they don't have the power to condemn her because every sin equates death. Praise God. Hallelujah. The penalty for breaking any sin, according to the law of Moses, is you will be stoned to death. Hallelujah. That's what Moses did. He killed you. Praise God. But Jesus came that my woman will have life and have life more abundantly. So he not only wants me to live, he wants me to have a better life than I otherwise would have without him. Praise God. Hallelujah. A life without condemnation. Hallelujah. A life where I ain't got to worry about if I go out here and I get, you know, people get shot. And people at the funeral pray, oh, I hope he got it together. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope he made it in. I hope he repented. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants us to have a life, amen, where we don't have to live in that mentality that I am condemned because I broke the law of God, the law of Moses. Praise God, because I did something wrong 5 years ago, or I did something wrong 5 minutes ago. That's hard for a lot of people to accept, praise God. They just did it. You mean to tell me they ain't going to hell, praise God, hallelujah? I'm not going to get into that one, right? Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. But God doesn't want us to live with condemnation over our head. And he's telling, this is a message not only to the woman, but to the crowd. Quit trying to condemn people. Hallelujah, amen. When you should be throwing the stone at yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Because really, everybody, according to the law of Moses, if everybody that dropped the stone sins, they all should have been put to death. Praise God, hallelujah. But he exercised mercy and grace. You got to understand, because a lot of, like she said, the older saints will condemn you, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. They condemn your music, the way you dress, praise God, hallelujah. But listen to some of their old music, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They went through exactly what you're going through now. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you have to understand that it is a journey. It is a journey, praise God, to get to that mindset that I'm a child of God. And sometimes we forget where we came from. Remember, Paul told somebody he ain't never sinned against no man. This is the same man that held, you know, the people's coat while they stoned Stephen to death. Praise God, because he forgot. Well, a lot of times we get saved and we forgot we used to be out there. Praise God, hallelujah. The only people that don't forget is the ones that still kind of out there. And they'll remind you they still out there. Don't play with me, I ain't all the way there. Praise God, hallelujah. But those that's all the way there tend to forget. We used to be out there, praise God. We'll go back to our Facebook posts and be shocked at what we used to say back in the day. Even a year ago, we'd be shocked, praise God. Hallelujah. But that's the change that God does in our lives. And that's what Jesus is telling this woman. Now you can go and see it no more. Understand what was just said. They can't condemn you, and I don't condemn you. So now you can go and no longer have to live with condemnation on your over your life and no longer have to live in sin. Because a lot of us are only living in sin because we think we're going to hell. Praise God. A lot of us only in them streets because we just know we're going to end up in jail. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when we begin to change our mindset, hallelujah, like First Lady say a lot, the mind controls the body. Praise God. Hallelujah. When your mind say, I'm sanctified, I'm not condemned, and I ain't got a sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then no matter what the body is saying to the mind is going to override the body and say no. Hallelujah. The brain is the master control system of the body. Hallelujah. A lot of us lie and say, my body just took over. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why the Bible says it's good to be sober. Not because, hallelujah, drinking itself is sin, but because when you are drinking, you are incoherent. Hallelujah. In other words, your thought functions aren't all there. Praise God. That's when you wake up in the morning and you look over and you're like, who the heck? Praise God. Hallelujah. How did this happen? I don't remember nothing that happened last night. Hallelujah. Because you were drunk in a situation. Hallelujah. Amen. And you done got caught up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And now you done fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Because you weren't in your right mindset. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But Jesus is saying, change your mindset. That's the whole repent. Repent means to change your mind. Now, once this woman has changed her mind that she is not condemned, hallelujah, praise God. Don't you know when they tell prisoners that's been locked up on death row that they are no longer condemned? Don't you know they walk out of the prison with a new mindset? Hallelujah, that I'm no longer condemned, that I'm no longer going to die on such and such a day. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is what God is trying to tell us. We are no longer condemned to the grave. We are no longer condemned to hell, just like he got up. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't never have to lay down. Praise God. Remember Lazarus, the rich man? When he died, the Bible says angels carried him to the a place of honor, to the bosom of Abraham, praise God. Took him straight to heaven. Wasn't no past goal, wasn't no purgatory, hallelujah. Wasn't no waiting to this day, hallelujah, praise God. He went straight, right there, hallelujah. That's what the kind of peace God wants us to have in our heart, praise God. We don't know the day or the hour that you're going to come. But we know whatever day or hour that is, I don't have to be in fear. Hallelujah. That I'm going to hell because man has tried to condemn me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because my parents tried to condemn me. Your ex-husband tried to condemn you. Your children, hallelujah, amen, tried to condemn you. Your pastor condemned you. Praise God, because of what you did. Hallelujah, praise God. But Jesus says you are not condemned because of what he's done. Hallelujah, amen. He died and took that place, so you won't have to. Praise God, hallelujah. And that alone should be motivation enough for you to go and not sin no more. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. At the very least, don't you owe this to Jesus? Praise God. Hallelujah. If I saved your life and you said, Andre, I owe you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You jumped in front of that bullet, took one in the shoulder from me. I owe you whatever you want. So whatever I ask you for, you're going to try your best to get that from me because you feel like you owe me your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, that's what it is with Jesus. We owe Jesus our life. Praise God. So whatever he asks us to do, we should be happy to do. Hallelujah. We should do it when we don't want to do it. But we should want to do it. Praise God. simply because he asked us to do it, simply because what he has already done for us, died for our sins, rose again with all power in his hand. Now we ain't got to worry about the devil and his fake power. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the devil's power is faith. If Jesus got up and said, I got the power of heaven and earth in my hands, he is no longer the prince of the air. Hallelujah. He's no longer in control of the storm. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's no longer can get into your mind. He can no longer have any power over you because Jesus said he has all. Jesus has all the power. Hallelujah. Jesus has all the power now. Praise God. All the power belongs to him. Hallelujah. Amen. The invisible bully has no power. Praise God. So he cannot condemn you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Did you have some closing? Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So just know, hallelujah, that you are not condemned. So whatever you are in, you can come up out of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Those of you know who you talk, who the Spirit of the Lord is talking to. Praise God, because you're only doing what you're doing because somebody said, this is the only way you're going to ever amount. This is the most you can amount to right here. This is your limit. Working this pole, working this corner, slinging these drugs. Hallelujah. Pimping these females. This is it. This is what you are, praise God. But God says, no, you are his child, the child of the Most High. Praise God. And you are entitled to every privilege. Hallelujah, every benefit that a child of a king is supposed to have, praise God, hallelujah, amen. And he says, amen, you can get that if you accept, hallelujah, that he is the Lord, your Lord and Savior, praise God, that he did what he did, hallelujah. And if you believe on him, you will have eternal life, praise God, hallelujah, amen. So as we get ready to close this word, praise God, know that you are not condemned. The condemnation has been lifted. Hallelujah, amen. It's no longer in the hands of man. He took it out of the hands of the priests and the Jews. Hallelujah, and the Pharisees and the leaders. They can no longer condemn you. They can no longer condemn you to hell. They can no longer kill you. Praise God, hallelujah. He took that power away. Praise God, to let you see that you are not condemned. Hallelujah, praise God. He said it in the book of Hosea, he desires mercy, not sacrifice. Hallelujah, I don't want you to sacrifice your life. Hallelujah, I want you to tell me what you did, own up to it, I'll have mercy on you, do your best not to do it no more. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. My grandmother said this before she died. She said, just do the best you can. That's all you can do is the best that you can. And the best that you can, hallelujah, is you got the Holy Ghost and the fruit of the Spirit. The best that you can is great. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you choose to believe, the best that you can, you will shock yourself. Hallelujah. At the temptations that you will walk away from. If you do the best you can. The reason we fall is because we're not doing the best we can. We lying saying we're doing the best. Elder, I was trying, but she was so fine. You're not doing the best you can. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You would have taken precautions. You wouldn't have been alone. You wouldn't have done this. You wouldn't have done that. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't walk yourself into temptation when you're asking God to lead you not into it. Praise God, hallelujah. No, if you ask God to lead me not into temptation and you fall into temptation, guess what? You led yourself, hallelujah, into it, praise God. But we thank God, hallelujah, because that's a whole nother message right there. Praise God. But we thank God for everybody calling in, tuning in to the Word on tonight. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You are not condemned. Hallelujah. Man hasn't done it, and God, man can't do it, and God hasn't done it. We thank God for you. Amen. Take this word with you everywhere you go. We're going to go ahead and pray out on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for your word on tonight. Lord, may that word resonate in our heart, minds, and souls. Help us, Lord, to change our minds about the negative things that people have said about us. Hallelujah. The negative things that are keeping us in condemnation, that are keeping us in depression. Hallelujah. That are keeping us in sin, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to change our mind and repent. Hallelujah. That we are children of the Most High. That our sins have been forgiven. That they have been washed away by the blood of the Lamb. And we no longer have to live in condemnation. We no longer have to live in sin. We no longer have to be victims of depression. Hallelujah. We no longer have to be victims, Lord. Hallelujah, of low self-esteem, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name for your word to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. We truly thank God for each and every one of you. Everybody have a blessed night. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. You go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. We will see y'all next time. Hallelujah. We got that word. Praise God. Make sure you tune in Wednesday night for Bible study with Bishop Matt Page and First Lady Rebecca Page. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then the Salt of the Earth on Friday night. Praise God. Y'all have a good one. Go with God. And be safe.
Ooh, yeah. Come on, put your hands together. I got so much to be thankful for all that you've done for me. For life, health, and strength, put a roof over my head. Being so good to me, yeah. I want us to thank you for all you've done for me. Not once, twice, all of my life. Keep on blessing.
I'm grateful.